Hello and welcome to Ridley Hall here in Cambridge. My name is Andrew Chamberlain. I'm the development manager here and I'm with our principal, the Reverend Dr. Michael Volland. And we've been talking about some of the things that are going on at Ridley right now and that are planned for the future.
So Michael, the Ministry Division of the Church of England inspected the college earlier this year and expressed overall confidence in Ridley Hall, which was a great result. So what do you think are the strengths of the college?
We've got many strengths. I would say the priority we give to forming and sustaining habits of prayer and worship, the priority we place on equipping leaders in mission. We've got 6 mission specialists on the staff. We've got an innovative PC3 context-based training pathway. We've got an Emmaus program, which is all the practical stuff you're going to need to do in Christian leadership and ministry. And all of these things are regularly reviewed and we're constantly listening to the Church of England and our other partner denominations to say, how can we make this better? What do you need? What do you perceive leaders now and in the years to come are going to need in terms of skills and competencies and habits? So I would say that's a particular strength, equipping leaders in mission. The priority we give to creating shared formational space for lay and ordained leaders in the same space. We've got a rapidly growing lay training track with 4 different facets: youth, children's, pioneer, and sports. And that's in response to listening carefully to what the church is asking for. Another strength is the priority we place on holding a safe space for exploring and growing in faith, hope, and love. And then high academic standards that we maintain. There's a real rigor and depth to our learning. And this is important for people who are preparing to be teachers and preachers to enable the whole people of God to go deep in their own theology, in their own discipleship. And lastly, I would say the priority we give to being a resource for the whole church through our partnerships with local churches and churches nationally and via a very active international sabbaticals program.
Right. So one of the things that is really core, I think, to what we're doing here is preparing men and women for leadership in the church. So what do you think are the really important aspects of that work that you do here?
So, yeah, we prepare leaders for the church. For all of them, our aim is that they grow in Christ-like character and in confidence for mission. If you come to Ridley Hall, our aim is that you grow in Christ-like character and in confidence for mission, that you grow in confidence in what God is doing in this nation and beyond, and that he will use you in that. Then the question obviously comes, so how do you do that at Ridley Hall? And I would say that there's 6 things in particular. The first thing is excellent teaching, excellent tutorial and support staff. So we focus on having an excellent faculty and excellent support staff so that the teaching is delivered well. We have a huge focus on a daily rhythm of prayer and worship and shared meals and socializing. We have an engaging academic curriculum and world-class learning resources. We're in Cambridge. There are libraries in all the other theological colleges that are in the Federation with us. Around the corner, there's the Tyndale Biblical Research Library. There's the University Library, the Divinity Faculty Library. We've got world-class learning resources right here on our doorstep. We have effective church and sector attachments and placements. So our students are learning on the job with people that we trust to be good models of Christian leadership. We've got a beautiful and well-resourced site and buildings, and we're working hard to make sure that they are the kind of places that people today want to stay in, so they're fit for the 21st century. And also we focus carefully on supporting partners and spouses and families and making sure that this is a real community with breadth and diversity, and which is including all those who want to come and be part of Ridley Hall.
Great. And what are the new areas of ministry that Ridley Hall is developing now?
To answer that question, I'd start with the why does Ridley Hall exist? What are we here for? And we're here to teach theology for ministry and mission and to prepare our lay and ordained students for faithful, fruitful leadership in the church. That's what we're here for. And if that's what we're here for, then we need to make sure that we're doing that for the broadest possible section of church leaders for the future. Ridley has always focused on training people for ordained ministry and has actually for the last 2-3 decades trained youth and children's workers. We've now broadened that out in response to what we believe the church is asking for, so that our lay ministry program has an increasing focus for, you know, of our time and effort and attention and resources here, and has rapidly grown. And our lay ministry training focuses on youth, children's, pioneer, and sports ministry. And we have now 50 lay ministry students doing full-time degrees with us. They come in for 6 block weeks during the year. 2 of those are in term time, so they're here at the same time as the ordinands. And that's a very exciting part of our life together. The block weeks have not just classroom teaching, but regular worship, socializing, and mixing with other students, sabbatical guests, people who are coming back to top up their degree, who are out in their curacies, students who are training here for ordination. So it's a really exciting, energizing mix. And that, for me, is a key area, you know, for us to develop, particularly because we want lay and ordained to be learning together, training together here, because they're going to be working together when they leave here. And we want them to work together fruitfully and effectively for the glory of God.
So there's loads of stuff going on, and there are things that we're preparing for the future. So what are the things that you're looking forward to for Ridley Hall in the future?
Well, we want to continue to be an excellent resource for the church, not just the Church of England, but the church in this country. We work with a number of denominations and are keen to be a resource for the whole church in this nation and beyond. So I'm particularly looking forward to making sure that we continue to be excellent. So listening carefully to what church leaders are, you know, telling us they want in those who are being raised up as leaders behind them and alongside them. So we listen carefully and want to continue to listen carefully to our partners to say, what is it that you think we need to be training these guys to do? And then working out the most effective ways to deliver that training and formation so that we've got leaders who can leave here having done the hard work on their characters, having developed sustaining habits of prayer and worship, being able to be apt teachers of the people of God and enable the ministry of the whole people of God, people who are also resilient, who are going to be able to manage themselves and others through the pressures of ministry, not just for the next 10 years, but for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years in some cases, and continue to be joyful and energetic. So continue to listen in order that we can provide that kind of training. That's something I'm looking forward to continuing to do. Also working on our site. We've got this wonderful site in the middle of a beautiful city, and we've got all kinds of plans to develop this site so that it continues to be fit for the 21st century. So we've got great learning resources, adequate teaching spaces. So that's another focus for us for the future. And I've just mentioned lay ministry, and I think, you know, to continue to focus on training lay and ordained together and to think increasingly about how to do that more and more effectively so that it just becomes a very natural part of what people experience when they come to train in Ridley Hall.
That's great. Thanks very much, Michael.
Thanks very much.